This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Berg. U.S. health advisors have endorsed a one-dose COVID-19 vaccine from Johnson & Johnson. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
This is the third vaccine authorized for emergency use. Dr. Anthony Fauci calls them highly effective.
Each of them are very effective against severe disease, and virtually all of them say that you look at the data and it's clear that you get essentially no hospitalizations or deaths.
FDA advisors say the benefits of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine outweigh the risks, but new supplies of vaccine are needed to keep up with variants of the virus. Dr. Fauci says they're working on that.
We will conduct a phase one study, which we will begin in mid-March.
Shipments of a few million doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine could begin as early as Monday. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Joe Biden wrapped up his day-long visit to storm-battered Texas Friday with calls for unity and bipartisanship outside a FEMA vaccination center. Biden told storm-weary Texans that his administration would partner with them to recover and that he is in it for the long haul. The president also hailed the news about Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine winning approval from FDA advisors. The president encouraged Americans to get a vaccine, saying beating the coronavirus will be a great American achievement.
And we've all seen the news about Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Today is just the third safe, effective vaccine, and it's out. They've approved it today. We're going to use every conceivable way to expand manufacturing of the vaccine, the third vaccine.
The visit to the Houston area, which was battered recently by winter weather, was Biden's first trip to a major disaster site since he took office a little more than a month ago.